Thurcher in Yorodea in Bnosku Sim Tezain Iyohei Toshimem Beis, April 9, 1982, on Sunday.
But I just want to discuss one thing. Here, the Mishnah discusses the status of Kusi. So this Mishnah is talking the Mandoma, the Kusi Geremis. So maybe they have a dinner this very morning, but they are not Zodiac Mitzvahs, and they don't believe in the Torah Shabbat Kerr. So maybe the Shabbat Mitzvahs is mixed up. So because of that, so the Amishis are from down to down, so because of that, so the Amitami is up. But the status is the status of Israel, according to the panel of this mission, who holds the Kusin Gerenis. And that's the way we pass it. That on the Reiser level, so Kusin Gerenis. The Ayu Israel. Now, how about now, the Morah says, in whom, that the Bimei Rabbam and Rabbasa, so Gozwal in Lies came home to Murid. So the heavy din of the hobby. So what about if a kusis today? I mean we have in Israel, we have the Shomron. So and suppose if she tame to Maslibe or she is not the Tamil Muslim. Now so the book we should say, after all the rice in passing the Kusi in the Amity. So they are Jews. But the Chachamim were Geizer, so it's only with the Rabbanon. So the Chachamim can be Geizer with the Rabbanon with Chumre, but not with Chumre. So the Bishes Yisroel is not for on the Reicher level. The Bishes Yisroel is not for God, so they are Jews. So in many ways, a Kusi is a leader, so she's the Tamil in the Reicher. That's what one should say with the Asmur option. But the Rambam, the Yerusha Mishnah, and our Mishnah, he said the counter. Oh. Nech kusim ines ma rizoson, vor be'am ukom rabbeis, shem rova, shem vobe mishnah. Me hadinim ham yuchotim vik neis kusim, ki mishnah rishenio. ואומרם היום הזה כחוב ולחוב לבריא ויודוע הוא שמקבלים הטרור כפשוט. So he says, whatever the Mishnah says has no relevance to them. Because that was mentioned before the Takone of Osun Gil Chob is Mor. So in the mail of it, they won't be Tamil. So because of that, so they are mitamim mishtaftach in Kerem with Yishayibir in Yidin Yisof. But today, so they have the din of Goyim. Now Goyim is not mitamim in Yidin. So they are not mitamim at all. So כמו בארבעה פעם רבים שכל מה שבו במשנה מדינה הם יכולים להתעסקות עם המשנה ראשינו ואומנם הלים הזה הם כיכולים לחלוטו. So he will go. In other words, if we know a kusis is a leader and she touched trumo, so the trumo is not on it. It's not on it in the eyes. It's not on it at all. So, and since it's not coming in the Raisa, so the mayor, there is no Rabbanon either because they have a thing of going. So it's like a Yochan Sinidor who will touch Truma. This is the Rambam Shit. Now, this is a big thing. Now, Mehecha Tei said that the Bishop is Holch and Boka, after all, it's in Kiyavi Akachom, Akadom, and Ador. So, why should it? But Chachom can be Machmir. But in Kumba say, so they cannot be in Kumba, only the Sheva Al-Paisi, the Chachom can be in Kumba. But not in Kumba say. So how did the Rambam pass it? That the Kusi today has the same status like a Goy. The Chol Agmo. And just as a Goy is not in Tame, a Nochis is not in Tame, so a kusi is not the Tamil. Now, but this is the Shkisarama. Now this is a very relevant child.
Gemara, and the one with mask and David didn't get Yemes. It's not a Gemara.
Machlech Tanoim. But this Mishneh calls with the Madoma that Kusin Gerenisen. And that's the way it passes, that Kusin Gerenisen.
But, yeah, everyone passes now, what? Everyone passes that way? That
everyone passes that Kusin Gerenisen. He gets Machleches, but it's, according to the Rambam, it's not relevant. Because on account of that Akone, so you should destroy this part. So that is the Rambam. There is no doubt except, and there the Rambam says that in your Chesavodim, in your Chazok. This the Rambam mentions. This the Rambam mentions in Perush Mishnah. In your Chazok, he doesn't spell it out. But this halacha is really implicit in the Rambam in your Chesavodim. I went so many times, two and four, to pick up another Gemara, another Gemara, another Gemara. Okay. There is a Mishnah in Yid, called Shtar, Shirit Shalom, Eidechot Kusri Posse, Chutz Mikitinoshim, Mishukhra Avodim, שהם שירים בידחות ישראל ובידחות חוסים. Why is it more English? Now, why is it so that any star that has two signatories, one is Israel. Now, of course, everything. The star is Israel is the first star. And the other is known to be a Kusim. So it's possible. Why is it possible? Because a Kusim, even though that Mishnah also according to the Mandoma that Kusim Gerenisen and the Melee, so they are kosher ladies. Why should the kosher ladies machnas roshe? So the reason is because the Rambam Shita, the Rambam explains it. The Rambam says that it's two kin who were ladies by parents who was the kin, so they have a din of kinush in Ishbo, so they are kosher ladies with the rice. You don't have a din of a roshe, because what is Rachman Epatri? Who is a Roshe that is possibly raised with a Raise? Someone who was raised by observing parents and then became an Apikir as a Kibbutz and Jewish Malte. But the Kusim, so they were raised that way. So they are kosher raised with a Raise. And that is it. From that Mishneh, in Hitler, it's a riot to the Shiva Rambam that if somebody is a Kibbutz and Jewish Malte because he's a Kibbutz and Jewish Malte, so he's kosher raised with a Raise. Because the Gemara says, "Coach Tashmi so the Dachot Kusi is possible to the Gnosh and Shechavot." Why every other star except the Gnosh and Shechavot? So we say that if there is one end of the two signatories, a Kusi, so it's possible because star Kusi, even though it's not a Rosh, because it's a Gnosh and Shechavot, but Anan Horetz, who is going to be called the Mishneh or the Haretz, is also possible. Ladies in Rabot. And Stan Kusi, even though he does not have the din of the Roshim because he's anonymous, but he's Livorat and Amhoret, who is going to be called, just one second, sir, who is going to be called the Lord of Mishneh, the Lord of the Acharet, so the Mele is possible. Mahmad Shalom Amhoret. Stan Kusi, who are going to be called the Lord of Mishneh, the Lord of the Acharet. And that you cannot say he's anonymous. He's anonymous, sir. Because, and that's true of Amhoret, so even if he's anonymous, If he's going to eat Chavala, he'll eat Shnavala, Chavala, so he's possibly the Rabbah. So the Mele, if I'm Shtab Atom, we have two aid in Sabbath. One aid is in Israel, and Israel means in Israel kosher. And the other one is the Kusi, so the Nastam is the Kusi Amore. So the Mele is possible, so one aid is possible with Rabbah. Mashein Chain, in the Noshin Shechra Bodin, so there is a special takon. In Gertishon, and in Shechur Avodi, that they know it, they had yet Christ, you know, as a Bichlize. So, in other words, one is not another star, let's say star, not only, or any star, other than the Yoshi Shechur Avodi. So, one aid is allowed to sign the star, even though the other aid, the constitutory, is not present. But by the Yoshi Shechur Avodi, there is a special takonis hakon. That in Oedim, Chesmi, Bidite Yoshim Shechavodim Elozeb Ezeb. So one aid is not allowed to sign a get Ish or Ashtar Shecho unless the constitutor is with him and he signs it and they both sign in one another's presence. So the Mele, if we see if an Ish will produce a get, and on that get we know that one aid is a custom. And the other aid is in Israel kosher. So then she's allowed to get married with that get. Because how could in Israel? The Israel certainly was not able to sign that get unless the Kutsi was caught. The co-signatory was with him and the sign of his presence. So there is a chazoket and in Israel that the Kutsi, the co-signatory, was known to the Israel to be a Kusi Chover. In other words, he was a Baal Chayim. So the Mele is kosher. So we see from that, so the Rambam mentions, in the book of the Kabbalim, Halacha Tov, Kol Shtar Shein Shalo Vati Leidechot Kusi Post, Chutz Vidinoshim Shechavot, Shein Shein Leidechot Yisroel Leidechot Kusi, Vihu Shehiye Kusi Chover. Or this man Azeh, so the Rambam says, that was only this man Nathanoi, this man Mishnah. But if his man has a shafus, he has a hold of the prayer, on the way in the hand with Zuki. Shafus, if his man has a hold of the prayer, he has a man, he has a hold of the prayer, he has a prayer. So he says, now this thing has no relevance in respect to the Kusi, because the Chachomim or Gates, the Halei and Gates, the Akko. So again, that's the same sheet as the Rambam and the Rishamishni. So the Mele, the Kedushas Yisroel is gone. So they have a bit of body. So the Mele, even Gedisha Shechura body. So if there are two Eidim signed, one is a Kusi and one is in Israel, so it's like two Eidim signed, one is in Israel, one is a body. So naturally the get is possible with the Hayasim. So here too, the get is possible with the Hayasim. But the Din of the Mishneh has relevance regarding Tzukim with the Hayasim. Because we see from this Mishnah that in Kusi, even though he's a Kirikan Yoshe Baalpeh, and in Akikiras, he's a Moshe, he's possible in this, still we see that he's kosher, in other words, if he's a Kusi Chover, so he's kosher. So, with Raisin, he's not kosher. Why? But he's an Akikiran Yoshe Baalpeh. The answer is, he's a Kirikan Yoshe Baalpeh. He's a Nolus. So, the way he's looking with Manasseh, that also, Tinchin Ishbo, they have a being of an onus, so the Mele, with the Reise, the Akshir, the Lides, with the Reise, but, with the Rabbonim, the Akkos, Posse, the Lides, because Stam is looking, Dal, Din Roshe, the Ochre, so he is a being of an Amore, so he's a really big couple of the Mishnah, the Lides, the Akhere, so, but, by Gitin Roshi, and Jehovah, Abodim, the Lidaloch, and the Lidu, Chesmi, the Lidu, so the Mele, the constitutor of Israel, the fact that the Israel signed together with the Kusi indicates that the Israel who signed together with the Kusi knew, he made sure that Kusi was an exceptional Kusi. He was a Kusi a Chover. So the Nachimine is, so the Rambam explains why does he mention that thing of the Mishneh, even though in regard to Kusi it has no relevance, there is no Nachimine, because they have a thing of going. Nachimine is Ligabe Zuki. But there is no Nachimine Ligabe Kusi. Why? Because they have a being of Goyim. So So that's the Shita Rambam, so it's in line with the Shita Rambam. It's in line with the Shita Rambam that Goswal is the apple does not only imply that we're human, but if we could, the Yushas is always fun. This is the Shita Rambam. And the Rambam, as far as I know, the Rambam does not apply the status of the Jew to Yikusi except in one halacha, but we'll soon discuss that. But in all other halachas, the Rambam passes that there is no that Yikusi has the same status in there. And whatever the halacha is in regard to Goy, the halacha is in regard to Yikusi. But the Mechaber in Hilchas Libis appears to be a chiluk in the Rambam. And the Shach points out that the Mechaber is chayyim. Now, there is a mitzvah of Libis. So it's a law that I see. So there is a law that applies to the Malve, and there is a law that applies to the Levi. So in other words, the one is not allowed to give Libis and to take Libis. How about, but of course, by Goy, you can give Libis and you're allowed to take Libis. Even a good Gateshov was the Kabbalah, the Gateshov Gomor. So the Isa Libis doesn't apply. That's the moral of the lesson. I'll teach a Mi'ite. Mi'ite Goy Gateshov. So the Gateshov, we're allowed to take Libis. And of course, we're allowed to give Libis to a Gateshov and to an Apple. Then Chot. How about a Mumalar Gizor? A Mumalar Gizor? Any Shumay? Or a Mumalar Achiz? So the Mechaber in Simen Kuf Nun Tes sees very said as follows. Mumea mutel al vensi beribis. The osea al mil vensi minenu beribis. That the mumea, so it's mutea to take interest from the mumea. Mumea la mutel. And, but, now this wouldn't apply to Mechal Shabbat Tarek. Because even though it's another idea, but I'm just mentioning it. Even though the Chalshav Paresi also has the psulim of an akum, so he only has the psulim of an akum. But the Chalshav Paresi, the Rabbanir says that we are mechuyev lachis. Even though he has the psulim of an akum, so it doesn't avail it, but we are mechuyev lachis to Israel. But Mughal Avizor, so it's within the Malay, so Mele, he would not be a Chiyom Yivach, he say, so it's Mume al Mutal al Vensi Nevis. We are allowed to take through this family. The Osea will bring in any of it. However, you're not allowed to give him this. Now, there is a Agonis Rabgeria, and he explains it very thoroughly, Rabgeria. I think that Goyim says that the reason as to why that it's also real with the men of the Greeks is because he's royal after Fisher Hotel is royal. So that means, and the Goyim mentions the Machlokes, Meir and Yehuda, in Dushmi. So Rabbeya says, Rabbeya says that only if they are not in Tabuzor, but if in Israel is in Tabuzor, then it's not called Boni. And Rabbeya says that Boni Reim, Boni Mashkisi, even if they are in Tabuzor. So they are Boni Reim, but they are still Boni Lakhanish Boni. So Mele, that means that the Israel is coming. And there is a Jewish Rashi once mentioned, I don't know whether this year or last year. So there is a Jewish Rashi, Simon Meshev, and the Guru mentions that Jewish Rashi. The Rashi is required now. Kachim in Holi says, and most Kachim in Paschal are Kachim in Holi, that Enochri is not the Tamidela. Enochri, a mess, is not the Tamidela. Abel Kulmano, they, Nochri Kulmano. So the Rashi was inquired, how about the Israel Mishim? Mishim is the Mughal Avizor. Is he Nitamidea or not? So the Rashi says, he is Nitamidea. Why? When he mentions the Machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, where the Tochol Avizor are still called Bonim, but when the rain, when the machism, but when or not. So the Rashba says, according to the Jude, is not the Tamil. So apparently, the Rashba explains that the machloket between the Rami and the Jude is not just the machloket as to whether a Yisroel that is either Abu Zohar, whether he's still on high level of being Kovani. In other words, if he has bishops Yisroel, so then he's Kovani. He doesn't have to be on high level. Yeshiva is certainly not on high level, he's on the low level. But Bani depends upon bishops Yisroel. And if the bishops Yisroel is Poka, so he's not Kovani. Bani Matagal Shalodeh. What does it mean after? Those who have vicious Israel, but those whose vicious Israel is Poka, so they are not Kovani. And he says, even though generally, so whenever there is a machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda, so the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, but here the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda mentions Raya's constitution, when Rabbi Yehuda, when Mashkisi, so the name of the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that even if he's full of Rabbi Yehuda, he's still called Bani, that means he still has Mashkisi Israel, so the name is Mitami Deya. As a matter of fact, the Maud in Chumash, so he says that even Rabbi Yehuda, even Rabbi Yehuda, who says, he palchal on his own, even the calling body, but after he heard the lies from the Sukkim, from Rabbi Yehuda, so he conceded to Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda, from the Rashba, is much not that way. He says that there is a machlech between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, but here, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yehuda, even though generally, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. But the Maud says that even Rabbi Yehuda, after he heard the lies, from the Psukim and from the Meir, so he conceded to the Meir. Whatever, doesn't make any difference. Anyway, we certainly passed it that Mikoyin born in the Mokim. Mikoyin born in the Mokim. So the Kor says that's the reason as to why also Lilbis in the Meir. Also Lilbis in the Meir. Why? Because we passed like the Meir that even Polakwa is over, so he's still Mikoponim. That means he still has Jesus Israel, we have Jesus Israel, so in many ways, it's also a real base in many beliefs. So the question is, so why did Mechaba say, Mutal al Isi beliefs, if it is Israel? So that's because the Isa beliefs depends upon the Isa of taking beliefs from a person, depends upon the Chiyuv, the mitzvah of Achese, because in the Pasuk of beliefs, the Torah says, Al tikach mite neshech v'chei yochicho mite. Oh, yom yochicho umoto yode, that's the common seven. We look at Yodi Yimoch, they are exactable. Gay of the Sinish of the Chayim. Al Tikach Miite Nesha Pisardis, the Yoresham of the Kech of the Chayo Chayo Yimoch. So the Posit of the Chayo Chayo Yimoch is mentioned in connection with Ribis. So that means that the Isa of taking Ribis applies only to someone for whom I am Chuyo Vachis. But if someone I'm not Chuyo Vachis, there is no Isa of taking Ribis from me. So that's the reason as to why, that's how we go explain. That's the reason as to why the Mechaba says, in Sinikov Nintes, Muma Mutal always in the Bibis, he also knew his name. Why is he also living in the Bibis? Because he is Israel and Bishop Israel. So Moreshach, if he is Bishop Israel, one should not, Israel should not be allowed to take interest from the leader. The answer is, as far as the Israel of Yikichas is concerned, it's contingent upon the Chiyuv of Vachinsi. And since we are not the Chiyuv of Vachinsi, a Yumal Abizor or a Yumal Achis, so in Mele, there is no Yisrael of taking it. So, in other words, so the Gros says that the Pshit of the Mechaber is that the Yisrael of taking Ribis applies only to one who comes within the Mitzvah of Vachinsi. But someone who is Mufke, of the mitzvah of Achim, say, let's say, Mumal Abizor, or Mumal Hakim, there is no Isa of the Kichasim. Why? Because the Chilochichoimo is mentioned in the Pesukim of Nisa of the Kichasim. The Kichasim. But, so then you ask, Mordechai. So you should also have to take this from the bishop, because there is a mitzvah of Achilsin in regard to the bishop in the same passage. The priyom of Achilsin, the young animal, we are back to boy, gave us a shiva halimah. The answer is that's the pshat in the morning in the Nesha. Al tika mite in Nesha in Sardis, al tika mite loy mega bishop. So in other words, so in the bishop is smooth at the things. Why do we have to resort to a special passage? Because if there hadn't been a special person, I would say that it's mutter to take his family the mirror, because there is no hymn of black jinx in Gabi in the Chabad. But the Gabi in the Teisho, who observes Zaytis in the Neda, so there is a hymn of black jinx, so in the Neda, there should be a list of these. So, yes, so that makes us a question about, because we take the learning of Teisho. Masha'im came with Gabi in Israel, even though he is in Israel, but if he is not included within the mitzvah of Lachrisay, so there is no Israel of the Kichasim. So that's in regard to Kichasim. But in order but to keep Ribis to Mumea is also. So that's why the Mechaba says we also will raise Niben the Ribis. So in other words, the Rebbe who gives Ribis to Mumea, since Mumea is also a Jew, so in many ways, he's either the love of giving Ribis. He's either the love of giving Ribis. This is what he was. The Chidnagos of the Gregia, he elaborates on it, and he says that it's not such a double portion, he says. According to the Torah, so he mentions that there is a machlokes between the Ramban and the Torah. The Ramban and the Torah. The Rambam says that the reason is why it's mutar to take Ribis from Mumel Avrizore, because Mumel Avrizore is not a Chilch, does not come within a Chilch. The Torah says not that the Mumel Avrizore does not come within a Chilch. A Mumel Avrizore also comes within a Chilch. What does a Chilch mean? A Chilch of the Mitzvah. He doesn't observe the Mitzvah, but he is Mechuyet in the Mitzvah. So in Mele, he comes within a Chilch. Even though he's a Washibomo, he still comes within a Hiro. So in Mele, but the reason is why you're allowed to take Ribis from the Mumea, because the Nisa of taking Ribis from the person is contingent upon the Hiro Bachinse. Since we are not the Hiro Bachinse, you move along with Zorin and Malachis, so in Mele, there is no Nisa of taking Ribis. What's not Kimine? So the Hapkirida says that Kimine is. What would be the halacha? What would be the halacha if the Yisrael will give Ribis? So the Chava says a Yisrael is allowed to take Ribis from the Yisrael. How about a Yisrael giving Ribis? The Yisrael is the Leve and the Mumal al Yisrael and the Mumal Hakis is the Malve, so it depends. Of course, it's also according to the Ramban and to the Torah. But according to the Ramban, that the reason is why it's mutter to take Ribis from him is because he's not a chicho. If he's not a chicho in the love of taking Ribis, so he's not a chicho in the love of giving Ribis. Because the Torah comes out of chicho in regard to both love. In regard to both love. So in the way, there is no Isser. The Isser of giving Ribis does not apply to remove. If one gives Ribis, if somebody is lifted from the Mumea and gives him Ribis, he's not going to allow because he's not a Chicho. So why does the Mechaba say he also lifted men of the Ribis? So he says, according to the Ramban, it's also lifted men of the Ribis because of the Chicho. Because when we read the Ramban says that the Mumea is not considered a Chicho. Why? Because he's a Roshe. So he's such a Roshe that he's excluded from a chicha. He's excluded from a chicha. So that means that the Mumea Lahachis is not our chicha, is not the Israel's chicha, but the Israel is the chicha of the Mumea. And that's not paradoxical. Because why is the Mumea Yetzin from a chicha? Why is he excluded from the category of Chichot? Because of his riches. So that only is regarding the woman in his relationship to us, to Israel. So mainly, vis-à-vis Israel, the woman is not a Chichot. But vis-à-vis the woman, the Israel is a Chichot. Just because he's a tzaddik and he's a Moshe. So because of that, Israel should not be the Chichot, the woman. That we do not say. So mainly, so according to the Ramban, so since the Israel of the Kichasrim does not apply to a Mumer, why? Because a Mumer is Yotam of our Chicho, because of his wishes. If it's Yotam of our Chicho in respect to the love of the Kichasrim, so is Yotam of our Chicho in respect to the love of Nisinasrim. Nisinasrim, when the Israel is the Levi, and the Mumer is the Malik. So, in any way, so in Melech, there is no Israel of Israel. But the Mumer is not relative to the Israel, so the Mumer is not the Ochicho of the Israel. But but the Israel relative to the Mumer. So the Israel is the Ochicho of the Mumer, just because he's much better than him, so he's not Yotam of Ochicho. So in Melech, so it's also for Israel to be related to the from the Mumer Lahachis, because he will not be able to be Israel who borrows money, the Ribbis, from the Mumer Lahachis, Mumer Lahachis, he will not be able to allow of the Sinas Ribbis. But he's not allowed to do it because the Mumer is taking Ribbis from Israel, and the Israel is to be the Mumer Lahachis is to consider the Israel as his own. As he thought. So in any way, the Israel is not allowed to give riches to the Mumer Lahachis because he'll be Marshal. The Mumer Lahachis, then the Mumer Lahachis will be even the Israel of taking riches from the Israel who is the Ahadim. It might sound paradoxical, but it's 100% logical. Anyway, so the Rabbi Kriya says, Mumer won't allow this in the riches, you also will be the men of the riches. So, according to the Ramban, so the Nere, it's Mutal Lewis Benelovitis, insofar as the Lisa Vitis per se is concerned. But it's also Lewis Benelovitis because of the Shmivea. And suppose there will be a case of Chavim Minare, where there is no Shmivea, say the Haname. So, according to the Ramban, it would be Mutal to be Lewis Benelovitis. And then, but according to the tool, so also Lewis and Moritis is not on the basis of the Ibeya, but it's on the basis of the Israel, we see as Ribis per se, only in Chichas Ribis is with that, because in Chichas Ribis depends upon the field of Lachinse, but in Sinas Ribis does not depend upon the field of Lachinse. Then the Ramon asks, the Chumpe, that even to be Malbe the Ribis is also. Why? We each machine in a beautiful outage. And then the sheet of Rashi is true. And the Ramo says it did Rashi in actually something. So what is Rashi Shite? Rashi Shite is that even to take this from Nimal Rashi's is also Rashi Shite obviously is like the tool that as the word explains it. That even Mumer Lahachis is not yet on the power of Chichot. So he is a Chichot. But Tuo says he is not a Chichot, so he is a Chichot, he is a Chichot. But he is a Chichot, he doesn't apply, but he is a Chichot, he is contingent upon the Chichot, like he says, the Rashi is not. Even though the Pesuk of the Chichot, the Chichot, is mentioned in the Parsha of Chichot, in the Pesukim of Chichot, but one is not even doing the other. So even a Jew, whom we are not the Chichot, like he says, but we are still not allowed to take Ribis from. But now, this is Simen Kufin Tes, Sibbe. Then Sibbe, the Mechaba says, Husim Yeshuem di Mubel Abis Kot. So that means that with Mubel Abis in the Ribis, the Osea will be in the Ribis. So Mashma, the Osea Lahau is in the Ribis. Ich mach mal nicht sehr, was er so, ich soll hin und nicht schaffen. Doch kann man, ich habe mir durfte, ich soll so lachen, wie auch so, wie ich gekommen bin, ויבין חכו עם הדף גל הכניר, שמיש כתוס מהסוגו ולינו מהיסר, אבל הוא לא הוקר, תחליט שעושה כלכון גבורים, מה שקדים גם במוסר, כלכון גבורים, נעלו, ישאר דוזנת מנשים בפירו של מישהו לרמב״ם, I don't know why, I don't think he mentioned it, but he does mention the רמב״ם לא כסבור, so that word, so there is a מחלקת between the רמב״ם and the מחבר, the מחבר, does not follow this usually follow that since the Rambam, but here is Chilipan. Because according to the Rambam, that's what the Shach says. According to the Rambam, since also Malay and Midas Yachim Gmuri implies that the Midrashim soil is Poka, if the Midrashim soil is Poka, so Malay, why does he say Kusi Yishon Yumala is coming, and it's Mutala Obeisi the Midrashim, what's a real Midrashim the Midrashim? It should be Mutala, real Midrashim the Midrashim too, like you know it? Like you want. So the Mechaber, so the Shach says, the Mechaber is Chilif and the Rambam. And the Shach is disposed of the Shita of the Rambam. Not the Shita of the Mechaber. Now, anyway, so in other words, we have a Mechaber between the Rambam and the Mechaber. As whether, goes from a way of Yish Yaakov, Gmuri, implies that the Jesus is always Boka or just that they were ginger on them, the chumra, they should have the psulim of an apple. Shkitos ha'asur, or yevi ayin eser, pitom is osa, and this, only that, not that the kushas is holy spot. Lifu, that's, I mean, the shita of the lechaber, seems to be in stado. How could the chachomim be matkiya kushas is holy? It's in kiya be a chachomim, like a dole, like a dole, the kumra say, but there is a demore. Gemore that you die. That you tedayim and bay, so one, so Abbasah said that Allah is not like that. But Abbasah said, if the Chachamim should be this Marazeh, Chil Shishim Yidushim, Shema Maaseret Hashvatim. From this Gemara it appears that on the contrary, I mean, you know, many say that Maaseret Hashvatim are in the highest Madrigal and Kamtiri, I mean, no one is on such a high level as Maaseret Hashvatim. From that moment it appears that the contrary, that Maaseret Hashvatim became completely assimilated to the Goyim, and that we are Chilshish. Abbas said that if we go, is the Kaddish and Isha. Bizman Hazeh, so Chilshish is Yushi. Shemo Maaseret Hashvatim. But the one of the passions of all the promise and good upon it, we do the retreat. In other words, in their place. So on the contrary, it seems that in the places of Sanhedrin, took them, so they have become completely assimilated. Not that they were on the all right, that's another question. It might be that there were two elements in Maaseret Hashvatim. They were the bulk of Maaseret Hashvatim, the bulk or the essential segment of Maaseret Hashvatim, became completely assimilated with the Goyim. So that they shed the soil and was not nikah. And then, but on the other hand, there was a segment of Maaseret Hashvatim who refused to assimilate. And they were on the high level. Anyway, this is what Abbasah said. That the Chokim Shekin is not there in those places where Sanhedrin took them, so Yachim Shishem Maaseret Hashvatim. So then the Gemara says, no, we don't have the Chishish for the Yushim. Even if you'll be coming to Yisho in those places that we know that they are clear, Maaseret Hashvatim are clear. So the Iked Amre Kamite Kamite Shmuel Omani Lo Yizotu Mishon Ache Osu Meyitichotin Gmuri Shenema Abba Vishem Bogdu Kibon Zori Yolot Zori Yolot. In other words, even that person in question is a Jew, is a descendant of David of Jews. In other words, his mother is a Jewess, and his mother's mother was a Jewess, and his mother's mother's mother was a Jewess. So that's all we need. So still the Yushin is not high. Why? Because Luizotomisha, And that posit has reference to that Rashwati. The Nobi really admonishes the Jews of that Rashwati as why they abandoned the Torah. So he takes a question when the bishop is holding his cloth. Now, so the question is, here the Moshe Adnori is also Mizozo Mishom, actually also maybe coming here. So what does Mizozo Mishom mean? Does Mizozo Mishom mean that the Chachomim, that Makodo, were Misaki with Akone, that they should have a deal of a Chachomim? Or Mizozo Mishom means that the Chachomim declared Aloche, they just discovered Aloche. After all, it's based upon the Posse. The Posse is nothing to the Torah, it's in the Bibi, but you know the Rashi of the Chavis Dobo. So the Gemara says many times, Posse is very Pirasmeshe, Rabbeinu Lulomad, So whenever we find the pasuk in the beginning in Ksuvi, and the reason we pasuk in the Torah, so we have to say that it's our halacha in Sinai. So maybe this pasuk is also our halacha in Sinai. You're also our halacha. That's the reason why we in Ksuvi are holding the Kabbalah. Why are they holding the Kabbalah? After all, it's the Chsav, it's not Kerosh Bambeh. The answer is because a Novi is not Hashoim to mention a new Halacha. The Halacha was revealed by a Kuzboko to Menshe Rabbeinu, and no Novi is Hashoim to mention new Halacha. So if we do find in the beginning certain new Halachas that are not spelled out by the Torah, so it's an idea that this was Halacha mentioned in Sinai, and the Osenovi was the Hakka. Anyway, so there are two shots in this Gemara. One shot is that this Gras Apostle declared as reference to Yasseres Ashwati. Yasseres Ashwati, who became assimilated, now has he shown Yasseres Ashwati who did not become Nikma Miyakoi. But those segments of Yasseres Ashwati who became assimilated with Goyim, so that passage tells us that the vicious Israel is fought. So that's one shot. The Karlevan Yvonnet mentions a remarkable shot. That not that the Zerasakosu tells us that the Goyim, I mean the Lazarus Hashmoti, so who became assimilated to the Goyim, so the vicious Israel is fought. The Moshe Nagmori is the Rizozo Mishon. The Chachomim didn't move away. Until they declare Achioso. So it implies that the Chachomim were Misaki, that they should have the deal of going, that they should spoil this book. But the question is, how can the Chachomim be Ikegobo Nato? If someone in Nato has Rishis Israel, how can this Nagoro and the Chachomim be Makia Rishis Israel? So it's an extra to the Achioso. That the Chachomim, the Nagoro, it doesn't mean the Chachomim today, but the Nagoro and the Chadal, Heavy Kiyah to be Makia Rishis Yisrael, not from a good Jew, from Yisrael Kosh, but from a assimilated Jew. So the Chachomim have the Kiyah to be Makia the Jewish. So, if the Chachomim. So it all depends. In other words, this is the Zakosu. But the Shem Boku Kibon in Zon Yomodu, this is how the Karnevo explained it more. So it takes a Zakosu, and that's our formation is here. In order to show you the Chabudomo. But what does the Zerzakosu tell us? Not that the Gushas Yisroel of that Zerzakosu, what he spoke out automatically. Just like that. No! Gushas Yisroel is not spoken. But the Chachotim and the Kiyach, this Hezekiah. Hezekiah is the Makia Gushas Yisroel from those Jews who are born in Zohar, who became completely assimilated in the body. As a matter of fact, there is one sheet that the leader in the Bombay, he says, suppose that a Mishumet will be Mikadish, a Mishumet. So the Bush, not Bush, So he mentions, once you get to the shame, not the whole of the shame, I agree with him. That's only if a Yisrael Nimer, who was born not as a Nimer, but he was born as a real Yisrael, and then he converted himself. So he's Yotam Chal Yisrael. So then, Bishop Bishop, but suppose a couple converted themselves, and then they had a child, they had a son, who was born to them, the Yusuf, after they converted themselves, and then that son was the Kaddish and Yishol, an Israeli, so in Bishop Bishop. When do we say that Yisrael Mumer, Shekidei, she's Bishop Bishop, that's only Yisrael Mumer was born in Israel to Jewish parents. But suppose a one who was born to parents, to Jewish parents, who converted themselves before he was conceived, before he was born, so then, if he's in Kaddish and Yishol, so then the Jewish is not Bishop. Why? Why is there a difference? Satan to these Rishonim hold that the Pesuk Vashem Bogdu Kibonim Zovim Yolodu Vashem Bogdu Kibonim Zovim Yolodu implies a Gzeras HaKosuv not regarding Aseres HaShlokim who became assimilated, but to all those Jews who became so assimilated that the Shem Yisrael was Nishtachah from them. I mean, there are a number of Jews from the Maralos, I mean, who the Shem Yisrael was started from there. At one time, one anti-Semite, so he wrote a series of articles in the Daily Mirror in New York, and he showed all kinds of evidence that Franklin Delano Roosevelt was into him, because he considered Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Until 1492. So royal Jews. So do they have anything of Jews? But except that we don't know. But for Ishmael, they are considered as Jews. So that's according to these Rishonim. So who say that if someone was in Kaddish and Yisho, a woman who was born with Yusuf, so Mele is in Kaddish and Yisho, so Bishop Eli Bishni. So because he is a shame home in the apostle of Hashem Bondo, he born in Zom Yalodo, implies that if a Jew who is born in Zom, who is completely assimilated, that it's already in Shtaka Shem Yisrael, so he uses his royal spot. But other Shem don't agree with it. So in the middle, they can say, like the Pshat of the Karameo, that this does not imply that the Kedushas Yisrael is Pokah, Mimele automatically, from the Goyim Zohar. No, automatically it's never Pokah. Even in the Shem Yisrael, it's Nishtaka, all right, so we don't know, we don't have the definitions. In regard to Igor, maybe mother's mother, our own Jews. We don't have the definitions. So come the Polish, go the Polish. But if you have Ishmael is dying about a certain accepted, presumed goal that is really Jew, so he has Jesus Israel, and he will be Kaddish and Isha, so the Jew should be married. But it's a Kosovo, but Shem Kot is wrong, going on the road, implying the Haloche, the destiny has a Kiyak to be not Kiyak Jesus Israel, from someone who is born in Zohar. And that's up to best. If best is Makia Bishop, so maybe that's why we want to say Luizoso Mishon. Actually also in Hobbin Mur. In other words, the name of Isaac, the best in those days, the best Nagoro in the Hakim Israel, were Makia Bishop, Mashaim Kay, any other Jew who is the born Zor, who are the best, he was not Makia, so he has Bishop Israel. So maybe according to that Pshat, so we can understand the Shiva's around. How do they have a kiyach to makiyach? That is a sakosu. Of Manishem Bobu, Kibon Zor Yodu, as the Kalevo explains it. So that implies that Bezin has a kiyach to makiyach, which is Israel, from Bon Zor, from Jews who Manishem Bobu. So the Melech, so, but until Bezin is makiyach, which is Israel, which is Israel, is dead. So, in connection with whom did Bezin, did Hachman Israel decide makiyach, which is Israel? One group is the Aseret HaShvatim, that segment of the Aseret HaShvatim who became completely assimilated to the Goyim, and the other group is the Kusim. Alright, so that is Israel. But I mentioned before that the Rambam, generally, he doesn't mention the status of Kusim as something separate. But why? Because the Rambam is that now there will be a status of Goyim. But there is one Rambam that is out of line of all the other Rambams in the Mishnah Hazok. In all the Aluches in the Hazok, so the Rambam Shiti is that today who sees the goal? There is no special Aluches, but there is one Rambam. Garlic, and he found out that Gali had a certain, he is really the one, I forgot the name of that white man, he is the one who discovered there is a certain vitamin that is conducive to fertility. And garlic has that vitamin. So anyway, there was a taconic that really shatters, so one should eat garlic because of fear of living. So Meichlishu, if somebody took an edict not to have anointed from those who eat garlic, also be soil, also because so he's not allowed to have an oil from his oil or from his neighbor in Yerushalayim. Suppose he makes a nether and not have an oil from those who are in the Hebel, Yerushalayim and Hunter. So also in his oil, Mutamukosi. So there's a difference. If he's made a mission to Shabbos, also in his oil, Mutamukosi. Meichushu, also in his oil, Mutamukosi. Neighbor in Yerushalayim, also in his oil, Mutamukosi. My ships is Shabbos. Even kind of Shabbos. What does it mean when he takes an edda, not that I'm here from those who observe Shabbos? Does it mean those who actually observe Shabbos? So then, why only is he also, why is he also only that I'm here from Kusik? But from Goyim? He's allowed to have an edda. No, they are Goyim who observe Shabbos like the seventh day of Adventist. So Bismarck has also such Goyim. So, even in Kam Shabbos, my ear, your Kusimat will come in Name, you die in Kotlin, you observe Shabbos, you be Shabbos, Shabbos, you also have Elohim, Tzumala Shabbos. But you have to say that when someone takes an Eder, he should not have a way from Shabbos, Shabbos, it doesn't mean one who practices Shmira Shabbos, but one who is Muzer on Shabbos. So, Eidi Ochel, you say to me, Yerushalayim, what's up in Yisrael, you're Utah Mikusim, am I going to be Tzuri Nino? So, Munafshah, if Sheikh Shishabes means those who are Mitzuri, then the Mishnah holds that Kusim Gerebese. Kusim Gerebese. So, the Mele, and this Mishnah was certainly written before the Takonas Kavam of Rabase, so the Mele, even maybe in Yerushalayim we should be also because there are Jews who see Kerenet say. Also, why does the Mishnah say in respect to Yerushalayim also be Yisroel and Mutah because why won't be Tzuvim Inu? Omer Abaye Mitzuvim Eisek. When someone says that he should not have a way from Shem Shem Shabbos or from Eich Rishum or from Eil Yerushalayim, Familiar Yerushalayim, he means someone who observes Shabbos, who is Muzer on Shabbos and observes Shabbos. So Melech, the Kusim, the Amuzer on Shabbos, Kusim Yerushalayim, and they observe Shabbos. They don't observe it properly, but in the general way they observe Shabbos. So Melech is also Eich Rishum, so they are also included in Takonas Esrei to be Mitzuveh. Into each room, Lady Shabbos, and they observe it. I mean, this is a pellet. I mean, that the Kusim, after all, the Kusim fought against Israel, but still, this Takone, they observed. Apparently, they knew because they also wanted to have children. So that's why, even though they were hostile to Israel, and they hated Israel. So, but this Takone, they observed the Kusim. But in Yerushalayim, too, the Kusim, the Remesim, they are Jews like any other Jews. And they are mechuyev to be in the Rebbe. Shom is born in Mashono. They are mechuyev. But the fact is that they did not recognize Yerushalayim in the same English. So the Mele, they didn't practice it. So the Mele is muta because. So he said, Omer Abayi mitzuve veizikon. Vitar te bo vika mani si nisoy lekusi mitzuve veizik. Eilu kichomi, hau di abne isi mele mitzuve. But the Yerushalayim, nisoy mitzuve veizik. Kusim Mitzuvim Veinamis. So that Gemara seems to be very simple. Let's see how the Rambam passes that out. The Kesem of Sinai. The Kesem of Sinai, Aloha Chabdim. That's the last Aloha in the Kesem of Sinai. No, not halacha. Halacha chop. Das hat er bekommen. Nur da am Schimpf sich Schabbos. Außer wie es Euro die Busse. Das ist auch nicht. Nur da mehr und mehr. Und Schuh macht das schön, der Rambo sind Menschen, die können der Rambo dann in der Rambo, 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 for his door. Maybe not on his door, but for a number of years. But it's not in that context. That's the Shikas Rambam Kershamish. That's why the Rambam doesn't mention Achi Hashem in the Shabbos. When he mentions the Tachonis of Israel, but Achi Hashem, and that's the Rambam which does in the Shamish in the door, that it was not in that context. Oh, maybe not because from the Rambam it's Mashma, that it's not that Israel was misaken in that context that everyone has to eat you. There is the Atakonis that Bezna God is Misakim, and there are Minhogim that Bezna of the Chachonim are Misakim, for example, Halim Shchevish is a limit. It's not in the lake, you know, it's not in the lake that you find, that you just find in the Seita of Tanya Minhogim. It's a limit that the Chachonim is royal, the Damroim, maybe the Tanoim, were money, but it wasn't Miskam in the Atakonis. They just for money to the crown of Israel to say. So the Rambam Shita is that the sorcery applies not only to Takones of Beznagoru, but even to Minhogi that Beznagoru is money. So the sorcery. Like, well, there is a difference between Takone and Minhogi. From the Russian Rambam Kershamishi, it's mashma that Israel was not misaking Achila Shumbi and Shabbos with Takone, but he was money crown Israel. Introduced that minute in crown Israel. The little Shabbos they should eat shoe. And it was only money temporarily, not in the Israel, not in the anyway, so that's why the Rambam doesn't mention about what our relationship, because it has no relevance. Today, there is no chiyuv to eat shoe. To eat shoe, little Shabbos. Of course, the Gros is mentioned in the Maisara. The Gros Shite was that even today there is a chiyuv to eat shum, and furthermore, the Gros says, a big chiddush, that even a bocher who is not married also has to eat shum, even though the tam is because of the religio, because shum is conducive to fertility, so a bocher doesn't apply to a bocher, so the Gros has a shite, it's a big chiddush. He says that besides many of the Takones Chazal, besides the tam that is mentioned, there is a time comes also. So Mele, Chazal mentioned only one time, but there is a time comes also. Yeah, strange thing on the call. So Mele, even though the time that is mentioned doesn't apply to Bocher, only to a married person, but still, the Takone applies even to Bocher. But the Shikas Rambam means, today there is no chiyu of even Shikas. So the Rambam says, no Rambam Shikas Shabbos, also in Israel, because לא נאמר לירושלים, עושה בישראל ומותה בפוסי. שמשחב עם זה, אלו שנמצו באולו לאלס לירושלים. So the Bessiosi, in the Tumi of the Sina of Eishu Zayim, the Bessiosi של מי הדוד הדרך כך. So he has the Kashi, it's against the Gemora. The Gemora says the reason is why no Rambam Shikas Shabbos. He's also בפוסי. And not Meir Yerushalayim is muta b'kusim, because when he says Sheifshe Shabbos, he means those who are mitzvah and who observe. So when he's made a Sheifshe Shabbos, he means those who are mitzvah and Shabbos and who observe Shabbos. When he's made a Meir Yerushalayim, he means those who are mitzvah and the mitzvah are real regular and who observe it. So Shabbos so the kusim they are mitzvah, kusim they are emesim. So they are mitzvah and they observe it. Not with all the protein, because you don't believe the tradition, but in general way, they observe Shabbos. But in Yerushalayim, so the Amitzurim will be able to observe it. They didn't recognize the Bishamim of the Yerushalayim. So, but the Rambam says, Shal Yishabim Zeh, Elo, Limi, Shem Yitzurim, Olo, Bwam, Yis Yerushalayim. That's not what the Gemara says. That's not what the Gemara says. So that's the Kashi, by the Bishyosef, in 2 years there, Simen Reish Yudzayim, and he doesn't really get. Now, what is the Pshat in Rambam? I think that the reason as to why the Rambam doesn't mention what the Gemara says, because the Gemara explains the Mishnah. The Mishnah was written before the Takone by Rabbam and Rabbasi. Before the Takone by Rabbam and Rabbasi, that goes around in his garden. So mainly they already are Jews. A Jew who is not a Shinamitz, okay? A Jew who does not recognize the Jewish law. But a Jew is a Jew. So in Meile, the Gemara says, the reason is to why. The reason is to why Noda Mishem Rei Mishem Sin Shabo, so it's also the Pusim, because they are Muzer and they observe. And the reason is why they are Yerushalayim is Muta Pusim, they are Muzer. In those days, this man Amishne, they are of course Muzer, but they don't observe. Mashem Kinderam, he mentions the Aloch. Today, when after the Takone of Rabame and Rabase, after the Takone of Rabame and Rabase, and the Shittes Rambam is, that the Takone of those Alevis Yaakon is not that the Rechumre, so the Chachomim imposed upon them, the Psumim of Goyim, the Gabi Shkitosom, the Gabi Yenom, no, but they were Mavkiyah Bishis Israel. So the Mele, the Rambam doesn't have to mention the fact that they don't observe it. Suppose there will be Shem Reim today who will be recognized as Shalayim. I mean, of course, that is the historical fact. But suppose there will be Shem Reim who will recognize Shalayim and who will go away with them. So today he'll be muta to have an oye from such a man also. Why? Because since it goes out in this garden, so the male is not the truth. Oh. So, but then the question arises, so why does the Rambam mention the Mishneh of Yodam Mishim Shishabes, also Yisroel Bikusim, Shal Yishavim Zeru Mishim Tzuk, Shal Yitzvah of Wa, so, Shal Yitzvah of Wa, Zeru Shalayim, so, and he's not Mitzvah. Why isn't he Mitzvah a little ago? Because the Gushis Yisroel is spoken. Hachon Yom Mafia, and then he has Mafia. So, what is it? So, if Yom Mafia, this is Yisroel, he's not Mitzvah Shabes either. Like any other boy. So, that's his theory. Now, there is, now, what if that problem arose 7 years ago? I don't know how it passed through, but I know that Rabbi Yosef was involved in the child. They were a number of Shomronim who wanted to marry Bnei Yisrael, or vice versa, I mean Shomroniyot, who wanted to marry Bnei Yisrael. And the child was Nitzah to Rabbi Yosef. So, now, what's the halacha? What should we do? If we say like the Rambam, so we should say. If we say like the Rambam, that the Chachamim were Mafkia the Gush Yisrael, so that the Gush Yisrael is Boka, so then the Shem Reim today are like Goyim. Like the Spanish, like the Italians, like any Goyim. So the Mele, so if he wants to marry Bas Yisrael, he has to go with Hugeos, like any Goyim who wants to marry Bas Yisrael. He has to go through the news. But if we say that the Chachamim were only Geza L'chumre, Geza L'chumre, the Psulaba, that Yenom Yaneser, Shpitotsel Asura, some Mele, but this is Yisroel, yes, but he has the Psulaba. So if he does Shuvim, and he gives up the faith of the Shemorim and the Harfizim and all these things, so then he should be allowed to marry Bas Yisrael. Should be allowed to marry Bas Yisrael. He should depend upon the child. However, in Misachas Deri, there is Misachas Deri. So, Misachas Deri, it's mentioned that we're not allowed to marry in Nisim, Noshimehe, Misachas Deri. That's usually it's in the, at the end of the Gemara resort. Most Muslims is there. So, until when? Until they do tshuva and they are kicked out of the house, And they say that they have a meaning for Samisi, they were Mabo, because the Shemreni, and they are the Kabe of the Chazal, because the Shemreni, they walk in from the Yoshe Malpe, and they walk in from the Samisi, they were Mabo, and they believe in the Harizim, and they did not recognize Yerushalayim with Aminos. So that's what the Brahsi Isa has nearly said. So that would be Kashi against the Rambam. Against the Rambam. According to the Rambam, so you should have real deals. So it's much far from that Brahsi in Sahas hearing that even though the Dushas Yisroel is Poka, even though the Dushas Yisroel is Poka, but Dilus he doesn't require. If he goes shoot, even though it's Exerasakosu, but Shem Bogdu Kibonim Zoli Yomodu, so that means that the Chachomim have a Keach to be Makia Dushas Yisroel, as long as they remain Bonim Zoli. But the moment they do shoot, and they are not Bonim Zoli anymore, so then it's Chazal Aliya Dushas Yisroel. That's how it's mashma, and it doesn't require gills. I mean, if that child came to me, I don't know what the psak of Rabbi Vadi Yosef was, but if that child came to me, so of course the chumre, I mean, he cannot be matir anyone to be both the call. I mean, on the basis of smores, that we cannot do. So of course the chumre should go through gills. But it seems that is reasonable. I mean, I cannot say. But the Brahsa in Sarazim says that the Amuta will surpass Israel even without Gerus, as long as they do children, as they do real children. So then we have to say that even though Barishem Bogdu Kibonim Zorim Yolodu and Chachomim had a Keah to be Makia, the Dushes Israel, but they are able to be Makia, the Dushes Israel is Poka, if the Chachomim were Makia, only as long as the remaining Bonim Zorim. For the moment, they are Chizal in the Kvall Yisroel, and they do real Tshuve, so then the Dushes Yisroel is revived. How should there be such a law? I mean, that is the Zakos. I mean, that we have to say. That we have to say. Some Mele to follow the thing according to the Rambam. Let's say, a good, a real good. Who, in order to become a Jew, he has to go through Gaels, he is not Mechuyev to observe Mitzvahs. The country, Yahweh, Sheshav, Askaya, Mitzvah. Masheik in the Kusim. The Ipask in the Kusim, the Emes. But there is a special Alokhe of Barishem, Bontu, Kibon, Zom, Yavod. Then Hachom, Yavikiyah, Kibimakiyah, the Vishes Israel. And that only implies they have the Kiyah, Kibimakiyah, the Vishes Israel, as long as they are in the Kriya of Bonim Zom. For the moment, the Achiz are crowned Israel, and they do real tshuve, then the Dushas Yisroel is revived. So that means that as long as they are Bonim Zorim, the Dushas Yisroel is Poka regarding the Din of Yisroel, that depend upon Dushas Yisroel, upon the Din of, let's say, a Yisroel, so Dushas Yisroel. A Yisroel is Mitamadeya, the Messi Yisroel Mitamadeya. So let's say, Goy is not Mitamadeya, but, and Kedusha is not a Barhoche to be Mitamish and Misha. And he's not Zeikin, the Yivome, the Yivim or the Chritze. So the Mele, if the Chachomim or Mahtia Vishis Yisroel, so they don't have the status of Jews as long as they are bones of. But since he can revive the Dushas Yisroel without Geirus, some Mele is not Poter of Yisroel. So, a Kusi, even this Manazeh, is not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. A Kusi will come and ask Shabbos. I would like to observe Shabbos. What should be the answer? So I think that the word that's mentioned in this Rambam, the Rambam says, no that we should Shabbos, also Yisroel, the Kusi, so why is it violated the Dodam Shechi Shabbos? The answer is his Mutaram Shabbos. Because true that the Chachomim will not kill the Dushas Yisroel as long as he is born in Zorin, but he can revive the Dushas Yisroel by doing Tshuve. So the Mele is Mechuyev to the Jew. And even if he doesn't, he is Mutaram Shabbos. So in regard to Yisroel, he's using another Yisur. Because the Akkoy of Bishas Yisrael is not an absolute Akkoy that should require Gables in order to revive Bishas Yisrael. We see from the Brises of Akkoy that if they do Tshuva and they are hatred of Yisrael, so the Bishas Yisrael is revived without Gables. So mainly that means that the Akkoy of Bishas Yisrael is not absolute. It's only in respect to the deed of Yisrael versus God versus the Reach. So the Melech, they don't have a deen of Yisrael. But Hashem both the Kibbutz on the But in view of the fact that he is able to revive the Bishas Yisrael without Gaelus, so the Melech, that means that in respect to all the Yisrael Tenor, he is Mutran of Yisrael. He's not allowed to eat the veil, he's not allowed to do the Chal Shabbos, he's not allowed to eat in Kippur, he's not allowed to do the Shabbos, and he's the Chuyet to do Tshuva. And the revival is fine too, but suppose it doesn't. In other words, briefly, he is mechuyev to the Jew and to become a Yisrael God. Revival is fine, but suppose he doesn't. So mele, he still moves out and Yisrael Shabbos. So that's why Nodam Shiksi Shabbos, so he's also being Yisrael God because he is a Yisrael God. He is a Yisrael God. La alus Yerushalayim. And Mitzuve, because he is Mitzuve, he is Mitzuve. Also then, because she is, so he should be Mitzuve and a real value also. So it could be that since the Chachamim had the Keach, to be a Keach, Dovam, Nathir, or the Deir, is the Sheva, or Haise, and since the Chachamim more appear, which is a soil, so together, even though that Akone of Akone, which is a soil, does not mean that the Akkoy Bishas Yisrael is absolute and he's like any other boy, and in order to revive Bishas Yisrael, so he has to go through jails. That's not. So he can revive Bishas Yisrael by simply doing Tshuva and be Chazal and call Yisrael without going through the classes of jails. But since the Chachamim warm Misaki and the warm Akkoy Bishas Yisrael should not have the status of Jew, and since in respect to Sheval Taise, the Chachamim had a Keach, to be Eikel Deiris, the Mitzvah, the Sheval Taise, so in respect to Mitzvahs, that Akone of Osun Ke'akon Gmuri, in respect to Mitzvahs, that Akone of Osun Ke'akon Gmuri, implied that they were Mafkiah the Mitzvahs. But not the Sur, the Sur, the Chachamim cannot be Mafkiah, because Eikel of Chachamim Lakadol Natire, so that's why the Rambam says, that's one way of answering that. What is it?
Once they're children, they're like an angel of the morning. The Chamar.
The fact is that they did not mature.
But at the time, they do mature.
But the Rambam does not have reference to Shemrei and to Kusim, who did Tshuva.
Of course.
Then he wouldn't even call them Kusim. Then they would be Yisrael with Mulim. So the Rambam says, no, I mean, Yerushalayim, most of Yisrael.
But they still have, even when they're Kusim, you can't say they don't have the fear of
No, because the Chachamim have a Keach, to be a Keach, the Sheva Taise. So, since they were Makiach, which is Yisrael, even though the Akkoy, which is Yisrael, is not absolute, in the sense that it should require Gaelus, but they were Makiach, which is Yisrael, so together with that Akkoy, they were also a Keach. Bishem al Taise, all the mitzvahs. So they are not mechuyev in the mitzvah of El Reich. That's one way of explaining the Rambam. If we are going to assume that the Rambam agrees with the halacha mentioned in Miseches Geirin, that a kusi can be chazal from Yisrael by simply doing Tshuva without going to Yisrael. But the Rambam doesn't mention the Dalach. And Yisachas Yirin, the Dalach Stanis, is not by Rabbi and Rav Asher, as many say, that was missed there, or the idea in the early days, so it's not. Maybe the Rambam doesn't even agree with that Dalach that is mentioned in Yisachas Yirin. So, and there is a good basis, a strong basis, for this proposition that the Rambam is chilul from that halacha in Misachas Geirin. And Misachas Geirin, or Misachas Tzitzes, you know, and Misachas Kusim, so this was not used there only Rabbi Rabashe, that was used there by the early game. I mean, this is a, I mean, many, many of the daily soil mentioned it. I mean, Matzchalos, I mean, others mentioned it. So, maybe the Rambam is chilek, and that halacha is a hasdil, because he doesn't mention it. So then we could say that the Pshat in the Rambam, so even now, according to the Rambam, that by Shem Bok, the Kibon is all in the world, implies a halacha that the Kibush is only spoken in Gamre, so in Mele, so it could see if he does Shuve, so he has to go through Deus. Not like in Isaac's Kusi, not a lot in Isaac's Kusi. So what does the Rambam say? What did the Rambam say? No damish is Shabbos, also be Israel, ubikusi, that even if we say that is even if we say that according to the Rambam, if the Kusi wants to be chiddush of all Israel, so he has to go through Deus, but there is one big difference between Kusi who wants to be chiddush of all Israel or a regular boy who wants to become a Jew. A regular boy is not to be a Jew. The contrary, Allah says, if there is Bobby Gaia, so we discourage him. He says, Maro Yisot, Liz Gaia. Mashiach came by the Kusi. Even if we say that the Chachamim were Mafkia the Dushas Yisroel, and then we require Deus, but since that Koya of Dushas Yisroel is based upon the fact that by Shem Bokdu Kibon Yisroel Yolotu, so then there is a chiyuv on him to become it. Because that Koya of Dushas Yisroel is based upon the fact that by Shem Bokdu. So Mele, he is mechuyev to become a Jew. He is mechuyev to become a Jew. And if he is mechuyev to become a Jew, so Mele, insofar as his surah are concerned, so he is muzach achelcha. He is muzach achelcha. But as far as mitzvahs are concerned, so truly is mechuyev to become a Jew and do all mitzvahs. But as long as he does not become a Jew, so Mele, his mitzvah, we cannot say that he's mechuyev to do the mitzvah, because since he has no Dushas Yisroel, so it's no kima mitzvah. Mashiach, we have to assume the fact that he's mechuyev to become a Jew, so that makes him muzeh and mitzvah for Shabbos, because he's mechuyev to become a Jew. So that's why the Rambam says, no damish is Shabbos, also the Yisroel, because he, but no damish is Yerushalayim, he's also the Yisroel, because he. We'll be short here in a few minutes.